Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, we're going to get back to Tiger baseball. I didn't stutter. I've got the two numbers. I need to know which one of them is more real, more accurate. And I've got just some stats that are, it's mystifying how this team has put together a pitching staff. So we'll talk about it in a couple minutes. I just wanted to indulge me.
The floor
one,
is yours.
No, one segment on Mr. Coach Prime. So I just...
All I know is somehow I feel like I'm going to say you hate to see it.
No.
Just hate to see it.
Yeah, you do. but I wanted to bring this up because, again, this is something where when people want to get crazy and be like, oh, well, you're rooting against. All right, hold on. Just time out. This is a coach who receives more attention than any other coach in the sport. He is, in his last 11 football games, 2-9. There are 133 Division I football teams. His team ranks 133 in running the football. He had the worst offensive line in Division I last year. He's got the worst offensive line in Division I this year. He had an undisciplined crew last year. This is a team coming off another 9-penalty football game at Nebraska. I can give you football reasons I get to make fun of this. And I didn't want to root against Deion. I love the idea of Deion. I love different. I love entertaining. Mm-hmm. Well, this is how you know you've been up to some ridiculousness. Did you see the reports today of what Deion is responding to? Yeah. And it's not his son Shador walking off the field with 2 minutes to go. I don't want to hear about how he was getting checked out and the game was over. If the game was in doubt, he's never leaving that field. If you want to be a team captain or whatever Deion's putting on the jerseys, a dog or whatever it says,
right.
You can't be walking off the field for a two-minute warning. But he is responding to reports today that he had asked Colorado staffers not to play the fight song and instead to play Shador Sanders' rap song.
Now, okay, you know what? Here's the thing. I have been reading that. And
it doesn't
like,
make it true.
Right. And so I was like, I didn't know if this was, because in this world of AI, I'm like, I don't know if this is too ridiculous to be true.
It is. But it's how you know you've been up to ridiculousness that this is the stuff that is now being proliferated about your program. So now Deion's at a press conference and he has to address this crap. It's not true. No one's ever asked the band to refrain from playing the song. The school said after a touchdown, they play Glory, Glory, Colorado. And after the point, the band plays Fight CU. Well, Deion, when Shador Sanders scores, the band will wait a moment for a small snippet of Shador's song to play before going into the fight song. This is exactly what happened during the game at North Dakota State, the statement read, referring to Colorado's season opening win. Well, Colorado kicker Alejandro Mata also has a song that plays after a made field goal, etc. It's just, it's ridiculousness. The truth probably is somewhere in the middle, but here's the
quote. The players have the, like a walk-up song type of thing, except for when they score, they play a little snippet.
The coach called the report from the Denver Sports 104.3 The Fan idiotic in a press conference. Let's start out with the main thing. Whoever reported that I told the band not to play the fight song, it's idiotic. Y'all know that. Get the facts before you run with false narratives. The coach went on to call for accountability from reporters so that things don't get personal. You mean like you made it personal with CBS because you didn't like your ranking in the Big 12 as a head coach?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Ban them. Yes.
Oftentimes in life, we believe the first thing we hear, which we shouldn't. I just would challenge you to be more responsible with your reporting. I never want to get personal. So when it gets personal, you've got to think about it. You've got to understand I have a huge platform. I could really get personal if I wanted to, but I choose not to because that's not right. Some things in life are not right. And we were brought up to love thy neighbor as much as we can. I am only going to leave you with this. And then we're getting to Tiger baseball. Paul Feinbaum said something today, and I thought it was interesting. And whether Paul's talking out of his ass or he's talking to people, I leave to you. He said, this thing feels like it's about to disintegrate. And Dion will look around and go, I'm going somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question. After what he has displayed in a year and change, I don't think the story's fully written on Dion. I'm saying as we sit here right now, let's say you're a school like Florida or Florida State or pick. Are you picking up the phone to hire this guy?
No.
Okay. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Okay, so
only
where are you going? Look, they are 7.5-point favorites against Colorado State in Fort Collins. This is going to be a sold out game. CSU's got a gorgeous new stadium built a couple of years ago. This is a test for them. Now, Nicolosi's a good QB. Jay Norvell's been a solid coach at the Mountain West level. All I'm telling you is this: remember the Feinbaum quote. If they lose. If they lose as 7.5-point favorites to a bitter in-state rival, something I don't think Dion knows anything about. I don't think his players care. I don't think he cares. Colorado State, they care.
They knew they gave away the game last
year. Yeah, if they lose, that's where I think it goes DEFCON 1.
And I guess I'm looking at this because so many ridiculous things have come from that program to ask the question of Dion.
That's right.
That's actually more responsible. Hey, there's a rumor out here. Is this true or not? I'm not going to bait. I don't know. But you know what? In this day and age, you never know. So address this if you would, please. That's not being personal. Anything, I would give that reporter respect for bringing that up and just coming face to face and just asking me the question. As far as going off the rails, yeah, I thought that as soon as his Shador leaves, I think he's gone because I don't think he cares to stick around because I don't think this is as easy as he thought it was going to be. You know what it reminds me of? A lot of when Charlie Weiss went to Notre Dame and he just knew this is going to be a walk in the park for me. I'm smarter than everybody else. I ran the Patriots offense. What do you mean? And he found out it doesn't work that way in college. And I think Dion is large slice of humble pie.
See, and what you just said is the reason why I would not hire him at another program. Because, yes, I think he's also going to leave if he gets the opportunity or when his son leaves. But the problem is he doesn't seem like he can coach or do anything without his sons.
David, now I think maybe he'll take a job, whatever pro team takes his son. Some type of coordinator, you know, consultant. Dion, you don't grasp the basic things of college is recruiting. That's your lifeblood. If you don't bring in players, you don't win. The portal is nice, but I treat the portal like free agency to fill in the gaps. okay, we need a right guard. Let's go out and find the best one. We need a running back. Let's go out and find. You can't just keep building a team every year off portal players, and you wonder why. Your offensive line. You can't bring in five offensive linemen and then wonder, why can't these guys block? They don't know each other. If you don't want to recruit, I cannot even pick up the phone, because that's all what college football boils down to, is who you keep replenishing your team with.
Just keep an eye on that game this weekend. That's all I'm telling you.
Let's cash the ticket saying.
Steady the ship, the whole bit. But if you are 1-2 in the non-con and you're going to head into the Big 12, where I don't know how many games you will be favored in, and this is an in-state thing where I think one side is keenly aware of what it means and the other. Look, Deion doesn't look to be building a program. That's the – and by the way, Shiloh Sanders is out. He had surgery on his forearm. Yeah. He broke his arm. Look, keep an eye on this one. It's a 7:30 kick. You're bored. I'd flip this on. Because I think the game also has a chance to be really nasty.
I was about to say, what's Cash the Ticket say? Do we know yet?
I take Colorado.
It's a preview.
I take Colorado State. Mm-hmm. 7.5. Colorado can't run the ball, and they can't protect for their quarterback. How do you cover numbers as a team that way?
And that strikes me as weird, because your son is the quarterback. I figured if anything.
Well, then did you see Shadur throw his O-line under the bus in the postgame? Rico, it's just like, if people think that there's a narrative, it's not. I'm taking their actions and I'm bringing them up.
I think I switched over to another game.
I'm very disappointed in Deion. That's all I can tell you.
He really threw them all under the bus?
Wow. How many times did Dylan Raiola get touched? Wry smile. You're basically saying your O-line sucks. Now, how long is that going to work?
Yeah. Wow.
And by the way,
you better be buying them all rollies. Well, I'll just put it like
Shadur,
that.
I got news for you. That ain't going to work when your O-line is grown-ass men and you walk into the NFL next year.
That may not work now. It's like, oh, okay, you know what? Oops. Was I supposed to block him? That looked like that. It was painful.
Oh, you pulling a Lomas with Scott Mitchell?
You're right.
All right, Tigers, let's talk about it. I've got two numbers. You got to tell me which one's more real. We'll get to it next. 97.1.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.